Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our video audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for it's our purpose to speak on those things that are found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question or a comment concerning something that we say on the program, be it favorable or not, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject, and you'd like for us to spend time and study it on the program, certainly we'd love to hear from you, and you can contact us at the address given by the announcer, or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. Tonight at 7 o'clock, the East Abbotville Church of Christ will come together for a period of Bible study. We meet at 4777 U.S. Highway 431, and you can come and bring your Bibles and do just that. We do a study of the Bible. We urge you to come to be with us to see and hear the things that we study, examine them with what you find written in the Scriptures. And certainly we all, I believe, can benefit each and every time that we have the opportunity to study God's Word. If it's just impossible for you to come to the building and that you have a computer, a smartphone, or a tablet that is able to access the Internet, then at 7 o'clock you can go to the website, eastalbertville.org, and click on the live feed and be taken to both audio and video of a Bible study. You can, if you're familiar with Facebook, go to our Facebook page, or if you're familiar with YouTube, you can go to our YouTube page, YouTube channel, and there you can be able to both see and hear the Bible study period. So we want you to keep this in mind. Either come and be with us tonight, or log on to eastabbotville.org, and see and hear the Bible study that will be conducted tonight at 7 o'clock. You know, to say that the craving for entertainment has and is adversely influencing the church is an understatement. Our age of entertainment has so saturated many people that some in the church expect to be entertained during the worship period. Even a short pause from entertainment causes some people to be bored. These are the ones who often cry, "Well, I don't get anything out of the worship." If the preacher doesn't begin his sermon with a gripping or an intriguing story, to some, his message is boring. And two, we've gone so far from God when we were bored because the preacher emphasizes what the Bible says. You know, we might expect this reaction from other churches, but not from our brethren. After all, our brethren know what they have a right to expect of when it comes to gospel preaching. One thing is, we have the right to expect preaching that informs us. People need to know God's answers to the most perplexing questions of life. Where did I come from? Why am I here? Where am I going? And most importantly, what must I do to be saved? We need to hear of God and His love for sinful man. We need to know about Jesus' deity, His birth, His life, His death, His burial, His resurrection, and His ascension back to the Father. People need to be informed about the church of which Christ is the head, its place in God's eternal plan, its worship, its work, its organization, and its doctrine, its distinctive identity. Jesus included this concept in some of the last words that he spoke to his apostles. Let's read them in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you, and know I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." Another thing, we have a right to expect preaching that convicts. Remember what Jesus promised that the apostles, the Holy Spirit, would do when he came? In John 16 and verse 8, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. You see, our conviction is based upon the gospel that the Holy Spirit revealed to those apostles. That's why Romans 1 and verse 16 says that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. This was the kind of preaching that the Apostle Paul did in Acts chapter 24, when there in verse 25 he tried to convict Felix. Verse 25 says, "Now as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, 'Go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you.'" So he tried and he attempted to convict Felix about righteousness, self-control, and judgment to come. The gospel seemingly convicted Felix because it says he trembled, but he rejected the opportunity to act upon his conviction. You see, this is the kind of preaching we have the right to expect when we gather together, preaching that will convict people of sin and the consequences of their rebellion and disobedience to God. Another thing, we have a right to expect preaching that converts. To be converted is to be changed. Changed from what we are to what God wants us to be. Peter exhorted his audience there in Acts chapter 3. Notice verse 19. "Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." It was Jesus that taught in Matthew 18 and verse 3 that unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. People need to be converted. They need to be converted from a life of self-centeredness to one of service, from an earthly viewpoint to a spiritual viewpoint. We see this in Colossians chapter 3. Let's begin our reading at verse 1. "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." So our earthly viewpoint needs to be changed to a spiritual, and we need to change, we need to convert from a life of rebellion to a life of obedience unto God. Another thing, we have the right to expect preaching that confirms our faith. You know, as Paul and his companions were retracing their steps at the conclusion of the first journey of preaching, they did so by doing what Acts 14 and verse 22 says, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith. You know, we live in a world when all around us are crying change. The Lord's church had not escaped this cry and its corresponding apostasy. Brethren need to be, as Colossians 2 and verse 7 teaches, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abiding in it with thanksgiving. Christians need to be reminded that they are building on a rock. It's in Matthew 7. Let's begin our reading at verse 21. For everyone who says to me, who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man that built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. You know, we have the right to expect preaching that comforts. Christians live in a wicked world that tries to continually beat us down. When we gather together for worship, it ought to be, well, for the lack of a better word, an oasis that comforts us. Preaching that comforts produces brethren who are compassionate and are caring. We see in Acts chapter 20, there at verse 36, when Paul is making his leave of those that had met him and those of the elders that came from Ephesus, he said that when he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all. And they all wept freely and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spoke, that they would see his face no more, and they accompanied him to the ship. We need to be frequently reminded of the comforting thought that God has not left the throne. He will still settle all accounts. Gospel preaching has never been easy, but maybe more so today. People are not asking the questions that deal with the real issues of life. And as a result, they are bored with preaching that relates to their greatest and their deepest needs. Yet, this is exactly the kind of preaching people that want to go to heaven when they die expect to hear when they gather together to worship God. Again, keep the services in mind tonight at 7 o'clock, whether you're able to come and be with us at the East Albertville Church of Christ building, or, if you're impossible to do that, to log on to our website at eastalbertville.org at 7 o'clock, where you can both see and hear the Bible study that will be conducted this evening. We appreciate so much your listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it is till then that we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.